You're listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and I'm your host. Greetings to all the tribes of Israel who are the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Scandinavian, and Nordic peoples, our brothers and sisters around the world. And we love our brothers and sisters. Thanks for sharing our videos. Thanks for watching our videos. Thanks for, you know, liking our videos. We appreciate everything you're doing out there. And it's really having a tremendous effect. So please keep doing that. I'd like to say hello to Roger out there. I know he's listening. I know you're out there, Roger. And to another listener, William, we answered your question, Eli and I, yesterday on the One-to-One show, Eli's new show, One-to-One, and we discussed the Book of Revelation. This was part two. The title of this message is Factoids of the Miscreants, Part 3. Yes, we've learned a lot about the Jews in this particular series, and we're going to learn some more. But first, let me tell you about a couple of new shows we have here at Eurofolk Radio. We have a show called Classic Comparé, and it's on Saturdays, 11 to 12:30 U.S. Eastern Time, or 4 to 5:30 p.m. UK GMT. There's also a couple of repeats during the week if you check the schedule. These shows, this show and the one I'll tell you about next, will not be posted as show download available. I've seen some questions asked about that. And what we want is, this is a Eurofolkradio.com exclusive. Classic Comparé, I've spent a lot of time cleaning up the recordings of Bertrand L. Comparé so that they're more listenable and more enjoyable, and so that you can understand them better. They're clearer. And this is an exclusive done for you, ladies and gentlemen. We want you to come to Eurofolk Radio and listen to our shows. And so while we allow downloads of all of our other shows, these are exclusives, and we want them to remain exclusive. And I think that once you come to eurofolkradio.com, you'll realize that it's a dual-purpose site. It's not only a radio site, but we have viable news stories there. Every day, it seems, they seem to be news stories every day. So you should check by eurofolkradio.com and check out our stories, because our news aspect of our site is really stepping up, and it's really very good. Lot to learn there. You can interact, so on and so forth. You can find out what's going on at Eurofolk Radio. You can donate. There's a donate button. If you've been enjoying our work for a long time, and you've thought to yourself, I'd love to give to these people, or to their efforts, or to Yahweh, please hit the donation button on our site. I'm not a big man for, you know, asking for donations, but I'll let your conscience guide you. And so, Classic Comparé will feature all the recordings of Bertrand L. Comparé. And I think you'll enjoy them, because these are the people that many of the people you're hearing here on Eurofolk Radio, these are the people that taught them. And so it's nice to always be able to go back, to be able to go back and find out what the former generation of teachers had taught. The other new program is called Founding Fathers. This program is on Wednesday night, 5:30 to 7 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time, or 10:30 to 12 a.m. UK GMT. And this show will feature poems. It will feature the writings of the Founding Fathers, Wesley Swift, Andrew Jackson, the works of our Founding Fathers of America, Lincoln Rockwell, William Pierce, and Adolf Hitler. Yes, Adolf Hitler wrote speeches. And when I was a child, I watched, you know, I would see that and I'd say, geez, I wonder what this man is saying. He's, you know, talking, but they never showed the subtitles of what he was saying. And the Jewish media implied that all he was talking about was killing the Jews and trying to take over the whole world through war. But ladies and gentlemen, that's just not true. And this is why I've always wanted to see the translations and hear the speeches of Hitler, to see what this man was talking about, to see if he mentioned the ever-living God, to see if it was true. See, now I know why they never showed you the subtitles of Hitler speaking, because they don't want you to know what he was saying. And so you will be able to find out exactly what he was saying. Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, this show happens to be a show where we're going to all participate, and, you know, Eli's reading some things, and Andrew Carrington Hitchcock from the Absent Friend show and the Bloodline show, he's reading the speeches of Adolf Hitler, and you will hear them on the Founding Fathers show from time to time. And I think you're really, really going to be surprised at just how intelligent Adolf Hitler was. And I think you're going to be surprised at what his speeches contain, because I know that you probably have no idea. Now, some of you might have read the speeches, I don't know. But, you know, one thing to keep in mind about when I'm speaking to the audience, if I'm speaking to women out there, I'm not speaking to women in our own, you know, I'm not preaching to the choir. So when I give, I guess there was a couple of upset women out there because I have given a rebuke to the women not to be men anymore and not to follow the feminists and so on and so forth. Now, I'm not including the women that already know what I'm talking about. So if you're one of these women that know what I'm talking about and aren't participating, that these things aren't for you. And so therefore you shouldn't get upset about that, because it wasn't directed at you in the first place. If the shoe fits, wear it though. So On Founding Fathers, everybody's going to participate. Everybody's going to share content. And I think we'll all learn a lot about not only what the Founding Fathers of America have written, which seem to me every time I come across it, it's remarkable material. On the first Founding Fathers show, we played Wesley Swift's The Seed of the Dragon. an amazing message. And then I read some quotes, about 10 minutes worth, quotes from James Madison. It is amazing what these men have said. It is amazing to me the warnings that have gone out to us. It's, you know, even William Pierce. I mean, why William Pierce? Because William Pierce had a lot to do with waking people up about the Jews. He may not be a believer in Yahweh, but I still consider him a founding father of the Anglo-Saxon race, somebody that has tried to save our race, somebody that has tried to warn our race. Thomas Jefferson tried to warn our race back then. Abraham Lincoln tried to warn our race. Andrew Jackson tried to save our race from the bank, and he succeeded at the time. And so all these men, and more, I'm sure, have tried to save this Anglo-Saxon race. Since we haven't listened to them, it's time to listen to them, I would say. It's time to lend an ear to common sense. Ben Franklin told us, I told you this on my second or third show, I read Ben Franklin. He warned us not to let the Jews into this country. And he told us what would happen within a couple hundred years. They didn't listen to him then. Nevertheless, he was right. And nevertheless, we now have to live with it. It's just another of the many warnings that we have been given. Remember I told you about how I told the sheep in the pasture, the wolves are coming, but they don't care. They just keep on eating. Well, that's us, ladies and gentlemen, the sheep. Until the wolf jumps up and locks his teeth onto your flesh, you're not going to listen and you're not going to believe anything. But the wolves are coming, and they've been coming for a long time, and they've killed a lot of us. So the sheep should not only have scattered, but they should get their face and look up. Instead of continuing to eat the grass, it's time to look up. Pick your head up. Become aware of your surroundings. There's danger. There's danger in our cities. Be aware of your surroundings. Begin to prepare yourself for what's coming. Don't wait until it comes. Prepare now. So these two shows, Founding Fathers and Classic Compare, are designed to educate all of us, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a preacher, whether you're a listener, or just a plain truth seeker. It's time for us to learn. It's time for us to educate ourselves and give us the education that we never got as children because of the fool school system. This country has spent more money on education than the whole world combined, and we are some of the stupidest, dumbed-down people in the world. Our founding fathers They put us to shame when it comes to being educated, when it comes to being truth seekers. I'm telling you, when you hear the speeches of Hitler, you are going to be shocked. You know, I even heard that guy, and he's not one of us, Ahmadinejad, and it's the same old story. They said that he said he wanted, when he was in there, that he wanted to, wipe Israel off the map and all this nonsense. Well, if you had spent the time to watch the translation of his speeches, you would have found out that he's a pretty well-educated fellow. Well, if you think that Hitler was just some raging madman, some evil, evil, horrible creature, the most evil man that ever walked the planet, I'm sorry to tell you that you have been misinformed. Once you hear these speeches, you will hear an educated man. You will hear a man who understands his surroundings, who understands the world politic. The world body politic. He understands the Jew. And he understood what had happened to his country. See, that's what it all happened in Germany in World War I when they lost, even though they didn't lose. They wanted to just say, let's stop and go, stop here and we won't, we'll just not continue the war. They had, won the war outright. But the Jews wouldn't have that. And so after Germany was defeated in World War I, they had no idea how this could have happened. And so they began to study. Do you understand? See, the wolves had got a hold of their flesh and locked onto their flesh and tore their flesh. So they stopped feeding and they went into another mode. They began to strengthen themselves, lift weights, get physically fit. They begin to prepare themselves mentally and physically and spiritually. They called on Yahweh for a deliverer. But they, in the meantime, they had discussions amongst themselves. How did this happen? And they found out what had happened, that the Jew was responsible. And so they knew what they had to do. And you notice that once they threw the Jew off, the parasitic or parhasitic Jews, parhasitic, yes, once they threw them off Germany, they went from being a destitute country of starving people eating out of garbage pails, and who had lost their homes and businesses to the Jews. They went from that within about 4 years, 3 to 4 years, to the top economy, one of the top economies of the world, certainly of Europe. The Germans are the tribe of Judah. And these Jews have a thing for the tribe of Judah. They have a killing wish for the tribe of Judah because in their Talmud it says, kill the best Gentiles. We're not Gentiles. We are Israelites. We are the tribe of Judah, not the Jews. They're not any tribe. Not any tribe of Israel, that is. So I want to point out Because I have pointed this out, and because it dawned on me that they did a massive killing on the Germans in World War I and World War II and after World War II, and are continuing that even to this day. A massive assault on the tribe of Judah. They also put a massive assault on the tribe of Judah in South Africa with the Boer War. Those Jews wanted those diamond mines. And they wanted us to kill our brothers again. And yes, the Boers were German people. They are the tribe of Judah. Also in Russia, you heard on this show, right on Eustace Mullins' book, that many of the Russians were the tribe of Judah. They were Germans. What happened there? What did the Jews do to the tribe of Judah there? What did they do to them? They slaughtered them wholesale. I want to make sure that you understand these Jews. I want you to understand the cruelty of these Jews. Okay? Now, when they were slaughtering off the Russian people, the rest of the world had given all kinds of food to help prevent these people from starving. What happened to that food? What did the Jews do with that food? The Jews put that food into storage and never gave it to those people. They were giving those people families. Now, get this now, and think about how long you may live if you and your family had one potato per week. How long do you think you might live? Now, in the same thing in the German post-war World War II, the world sent food to the German soldiers, and the U.S. soldiers turned back the trains and did not accept the food for the starving and thirsty German people who were standing out in fields and being mocked by soldiers with food and water. It really cut me deep into my soul when I saw a young boy with blonde hair. And he couldn't stand the mocking anymore, and he turned his head back away from what was happening. And it deeply hurt me, because this is what we've done to our brothers. For the Jew, that is. Now, in case you don't know this, in America, the Jew orchestrated the bank crash of 29, the stock market crash of 1929. You see, what they did was in 1907, they started bank runs. Deliberate, they caused this deliberately because they wanted to get a central bank in. And, of course, you know that they succeeded in getting the central bank in. The central bank was put in so that we could fight World War One. You notice we're going in succession here in history. The central bank comes, then World War One comes. But 55% of the population, this is a repeat, I'm repeating myself, but I want you to know why. 55% of the population of the United States was German, or were German. That, again, is the tribe of Judah. Now, I want you to know something. We could go back to the Civil War, and I'm sure the tribe of Judah suffered heavy-duty losses. But let's move ahead anyway. The stock market crash of 1929, which was deliberately orchestrated to transfer wealth out of the hands of the American people into the hands of the Jews. Oh yes, anytime there's a stock market crash, there's a transference of wealth. While one guy's jumping out the window because he loses everything, the other guy, you don't think that money just disappears, right? It goes somewhere. So, the Depression came upon America, the United States. It would have never come upon America if it wasn't for the Jew. Because let me tell you again, the world sent food for us to help us. But what happened to that food? The same thing that happened to it in Russia. It just got stored away, and it was never given to the American people. They were allowed to starve. They were allowed to suffer. And ladies and gentlemen, if these pigs, these filthy Jews, ever get the guns away from us, you can be assured that there will be a part two. I must keep you reminded of the Dick Act of 1902. The Dick Act of 1902. All these gun laws that they've written are illegal, and they are not viable. They are not, they're just illegal. You can't do it. So basically they're null and void. And to remind you yet again, in the true definition of firearms, there is no pistols and no rifles. I don't know why I'm not hearing about that every day of my life. I don't know why that other people that are preaching the messages out there, they're not talking about the Dick Act. I can't figure it out. Why, I'm the only one speaking about the Dick Act of 1902. I don't understand. Well, there's a little one other thing on the table that I wanted to mention. All of a sudden, a thought came into my mind. Can you imagine that? And the word brotherhood was the word that I heard. Let me ask you something. let me ask the black people something, and let me ask the Jews something. What happened to you preaching brotherhood? Whatever happened to that? See, that was just a tool for the time. Remember how the blacks used to call you brother? Like, we're all brothers. Well, whatever happened to that, black people? Whatever happened to you being our brothers? Now you're smashing cement bricks into people's faces. You're running people down with vehicles. You're stabbing white people. You're killing old men and old women for nothing. Stealing people's wheelchairs, all kinds of heroic acts. What happened to that brotherhood that the Jew brainwashed you into? I notice how you no longer believe in brotherhood because you never did believe in brotherhood, just as I've never believed you were our brothers either. You never have been our brothers, you never will be, and you never can. You're not Israelites. But that doesn't change the fact. What happened to brotherhood? Huh, Mr. Jew? Would you like to answer that, Mr. Jew? You're always running your mouths. Would you like to answer what happened to your big plight of brotherhood in the 60s and 70s? What happened to that? Now you're openly against brotherhood. You want us to all kill each other. What happened to that brotherhood? You see, the Jew uses words as tools against all of us. He uses his media as a weapon against all of us. This is why it should not be in his hands. He uses money as a weapon against all of us. That's why it shouldn't be in his hands. Why do you think Monsanto, the Jew-run company that's well-hated, hated as much as all of the Jews are, why do you think that they wanted to put a Terminator seed in all the seeds of the world? Why, so that you could go to them to buy seed. And so that you would not have access to seeds that would grow perpetually like Yahweh made them to be. You see, excuse me, God's chosen people would not do something like that. They would not do something that would be so despicable and so filthy and so disgusting and so degradable as to try to take control over Yahweh's seeds and Yahweh's water and Yahweh's every Yahweh's people. These people, if you believe that they are God's chosen people, you should go see a psychiatrist. The only problem is that psychiatrist is probably going to be one of those people. Because psychiatry actually is a bogus form of medicine that the Jew created to enslave people and to put them away. But still you should go see one. Because you've been brainwashed by these people and I don't know, I just don't know what to do with all of you. Who in their right mind would want to ruin the seeds of the world? Who would want to change that so that if you took a seed out of an apple and threw it in the ground and grew it, it would turn into an apple tree and give forth apples again? Why would you want to terminate it so that it could only grow an apple tree once and then those apples would not give forth seed to grow another tree? Why? What's the purpose of it? Where's the good plight of it? What is it? What, can you explain that to me? What is the real purpose of it? I know what it is, and I've already told you what it is. It's to control you. It's to take control over the food supply of the world. It's to take control over what the farmers need in this world. It's to take control over the resources of this world. Why should the Jew do that? You don't see the Anglo-Saxon trying to do that, do you? No. No. You don't see the Anglo-Saxon trying to take over 96% of the media, do you? But we should. Because we'd give everybody a fair voice in the media. Whereas the Jew will not. So what happened to brotherhood? Is that how you treat your brothers, Mr. Jew? Do you flood their countries with people that they don't want there in the first place and keep shoving it down their throat? Do you try to gain control over their governments? Is that what you do to your brothers? Do you charge them usury? Crazy amounts of usury? And when they can't pay, you steal their land for pennies on the dollar? Is that what you do with your brotherhood? Do you try to get control over the water and the oil and the minerals and the gems and everything because you're our brother? Brother Esau? Brother Edomite? You're no brother of ours. The ways of the Jews are going to come to an end, praise be to Yahweh the Most High. For he has ordained it, he has claimed it. And whatever he says he's going to do, I'm sure he will do. I've had enough of the Jew. Don't want to hear any more from him. But I would like to know what happened to brotherhood. That's the only thing I want to hear. And then I want to hear Cracklin' Rosie. You know what I mean? I want to hear the crackling of the thorns as the fire consumes them. The fire that Yahweh is going to bring upon them. The fire that they've lied about. Oh yes, this children of the fire will return to the flame. That's what I want to hear from the Jew, the crackling. Only a Jew would poison a well. They did this. Only a Jew would make the medical system into a business. Only the Jew would do these despicable acts that he's done. Despicable acts like trying to take control of the world's seeds. They're not yours to take control of. This is not your garden. And you are not here to tend it. The Adamic seed line was sent here to tend it. You're not even able to farm, so you can't tend a garden, Edomite. You have the curse of Cain all over you. If it isn't for us, you won't eat. I suggest you remember that. Okay, so let's move on to the factoids of the miscreants. You know, I just love the word miscreant. I told you that before, but I really do. Rolls off the tongue just the right way. Okay, some of these things, these facts you will have known, and some you may not have known. This is fact number 49, or factoid. Meyer Amschel, Jewish founder of the House of Rothschild, stated, "Let me issue a nation's credits, and I care not who passes its laws." Quoted from Jewish Encyclopedia, 1959, page 16, 18, and 19. Same thing as, "Give me control over a nation's currency, and I care not who makes its laws." It's the same thing. Fact number 50. Americans have not had a presidential choice since 1932. Roosevelt was our man. Every president since Roosevelt has been our man. By Jew Harold Wallace Rosenthal, administrative assistant to Senator Jacob Javits, in interview with Walter White, Rosenthal died 8/12/76. Next fact. Jimmy Carter had 45 Jews in policy formulating capacity in his administration. Next fact. Jewish control. Head of ABC since 1953. Leonard Goldenson, head of CBS since 1948. William S. Paley, president of CBS TV. James H. Rosenfield, president of PBS Lawrence. Grossman, Jewish, Newhouse family owns. This is just one family. Grossman, Jewish, Newhouse family owns Huntsville, ALA News, ALA Times, Mobile, ALA Register, ALA Press, Springfield, Mass Union, Mass News, Syracuse, New York Post Standard, New York Herald Journal, Portland, Oregon, The Oregonian, Portland, Oregon Journal, Harrison, Pennsylvania, The Patriot, Harrison, Pennsylvania, The News. They also own Glamour Magazine, Mademoiselle Magazine, Vogue Magazine, House and Garden, Bride Self, Random House Pub Company, Ballantine Books, Vintage Books, Pantheon Books, Modern Library. You see, folks, this is not good. Other Jewish-owned media, New York Times, Sulzberger Family, along with 18 other newspapers, Family Circle, 3 book publishing companies, and numerous radio stations. Washington Post, Catherine Meyer Graham, along with Newsweek, Inside Sports, 4 TV stations, and other newspapers, Wall Street Journal, Dow Jones and Company. Henry Grunwald family owns Time, U.S. News and World Report, Life, Fortune, Sports Illustrated, Money, Discover, and People. TV Guide, Walter Annenberg. Now, you notice how they own sports, which has everything to... This is that the racial agenda for the 20th century, that they were to promote blacks in sports and entertainment until the point where they could marry with whites. And then the blacks would give our cause to America, their cause. You see, the Jews' cause, which is communism. You notice how the blacks ascribe to communism, don't you? Whether it be out in Africa, or it be America, or it be anywhere. These Negroes are just toys for the Jews. Fact number 53. Television and movie Jews. Stanley Kramer, Bud Schulberg, Norman Lear, Gabe Kaplan, Elliot Gould, Barbara Streisand, Dennis Friedland, Herb Altman, Danny Thomas. See, there's something right there. Danny Thomas. You see his big hook nose, right? Now, does he not look like he's just an Italian fellow? Right? See, this is your perfect example of how the Jew can hide in a race. Many of these Italian mafiosos are Jews. I'm not talking about Meyer Lansky. He's, of course, a Jew. I'm talking about many of the Italian ones that looked Italian, but they had big hook noses. Danny Thomas looks like he's an Italian, but he's got a huge hook nose. There's your chameleon right there. Hal Linden, Neil Diamond, Rob Reiner. Control of stock exchanges, Gustav Levy, Goldman Sachs and Company, Billy Salomon, Salomon Brothers, Howard Stein, Dreyfus Corp. Incorporated, John Loeb, Loeb, Rhodes and Company. Fact 54. Jews own, control, or influence the newspaper media by the major newspapers which they own. Over 60 million circulation. In Alabama, 13 papers. Arizona, 10. California, 56. Connecticut, 18. Florida, 41. Hawaii, 2. Illinois, 42. You get the idea. And that's all the states. There's tons of them. They own tons of the media. Tons of it. Next fact. Ex-Senator William Fulbright, the United States Senate, is subservient to Israel. Israel controls the Senate. He said this on a CBS TV news conference show, 4-15-73. Let me read it again. He was known as Senator Not-So-Bright, by the way. His name is William Fulbright. I've heard Eustace Mullen speak about him, and that's what they call him. The United States Senate is subservient to Israel. Hear it again now. The United States Senate is subservient to Israel. Israel controls the Senate. Next fact. Name changes in the field of entertainment. Lauren Bacall, you know her. Betty Bernstein Jack. Benny Kubelski Milton. Burl. You know Milton Burl? That was Jack Benny. Benny Kubelski Milton. Burl. Milton Berlinger Irving. They're just giving the last names now. Berlin. Isidore Baleen Victor Borgia. Borg Rosenbaum Ernest Borgnine. Yes. You know Ernest Borgnine. His name is Borg Rosenbaum. Hermes, Enron Borgnine, Fanny Bryce. Fanny Borak, Pearl S. Buck. Pearl Sidenstricker, George Burns. Nathan Birnbaum, Eddie Cantor. Izzy Iskowitz, Jeff Chandler, Ira Grossel. Okay, Charlie Chaplin's real name was Israel Thornstein. Jackie Coogan, his real name is Jackie Cohn. C-O-H-N. Tony Curtis, you thought he was an Italian, didn't you? His name is Bernard Schwartz. Marlene Dietrich. They're writing these kind of weird. Okay, now here's Kirk Douglas. Felsinger Kirk Douglas. Isidore Dembski. Melvin Douglas. Melvin Hesselberg. Douglas Fairbanks Jr. John Allman. Allman for John Garfield. Julius Garfinkel is Judy Garland. Judy Garland is Judy Gum. Samuel Goldwyn is Samuel Goldfish. Judy Holliday is Judith Tuvum. And Harry Houdini was Heinrich Weiss. Whoever did this kind of didn't really make it clear. I'm sorry about that, folks. Al Jolson was Asa Yolson. Danny Kaye, you remember him? David Kaminsky. Bert Lahr, the lion from The Wizard of Oz. Bert Lahrheim, too bad. Hedy Lamarr. Hedy Keisler. Michael Landon, you know who he is. See, they can be cowboys. Ladies and gentlemen, you see, he was a cowboy. Michael Landon. Michael Orowitz. Steve Lawrence is Sidney Leibowitz. Mrs. Jules Lederer, alias Ann Landers. Jerry Lewis, Jerry Levitch. Yes, Jerry Lewis is a Jew. And this goes on and on. Yes. Okay. Here's your perfect example. I knew this guy was a Jew. I can just tell. Edward G. Robinson. Emanuel Goldberg is his name. Goldenberg. Now, didn't he play Al Capone? Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Now you're seeing how these people are chameleons. You would think that Edward G. Robinson was an Italian, wouldn't you? And I don't mean just because he played Italians. Hollywood stars who are or who have been married to Jews. Doris Day, Alan Ladd, Gig Young, Dick Powell. Other Jew movie stars indicates communist affiliation. Joan Blondell Betty Davis, Larry Parks, Farley Granger, Mary Livingston, Maury Amsterdam, you remember him? Frankie Lane, Martha Ray, Henry Morgan, yes, the Jew, Peter Lorre, Polly Bergen, Sam Jaffe. The next fact was about the kosher food tax, which I'm sure you've heard of before. I'm going to skip that and move on to the next. What people say about the Jews. Martin Luther. Therefore, know, my dear Christian, that next to the devil, you have no more bitter, more poisonous, more vehement an enemy than a real Jew who earnestly desires to be a Jew. I will give you my true counsel. First, that we avoid their synagogues and schools and warn people against them. Secondly, that you also refuse to let them own houses among us. Thirdly, now this is a warning again. This right here is a warning. Thirdly, that you take away from them all of their prayer books and Talmuds, wherein such lying, cursing, and blaspheming is taught. Fourthly, that you prohibit their rabbis to teach. Fifthly, that protection for Jews on highways must be revoked. Sixthly, that their usury be prohibited, which was prohibited by Moses. Oh, no, Moses was a Jew. What are you talking about? Yeah, right. See, he even knows that Moses was not a Jew. It's amazing. It really is. Okay, so sixthly, that their usury be prohibited, which was prohibited by Moses, where they are not lords in their own country over strange lands and take away all the currency and silver and gold and put it away for safekeeping. Therefore, deal with them harshly, as they do nothing but excruciatingly blaspheme our Lord Jesus Christ, trying to rob us of our lives, our health, our honor, and blessings. Now, there's a mouthful right there. Do the Jews rob us of our lives? Many of us work useless jobs that don't need to be worked. We could be learning. We could be teaching our children. We could be seeking the truth instead of wasting all your energies in a day on a useless job that means nothing. It's just there to keep you busy and keep you occupied so that you can't have any time to read and to learn and to educate yourself and your children and your family. So yes, they rob us of our lives. How about our health? Do they rob us of our health? Oh yes, they do. America was the healthiest nation in the world before the Jews created the American Medical Association. We were the healthiest nation in the world. And we were under doctors that were homeopathic type of things, like, you know, herbs. See, they cured disease back then. The American Medical Association robs us of our health with their drugs, their surgery, their lies, their medical business. And they also rob us because they're trying to kill those doctors, that type of doctoring that used to keep us to be the healthiest nation in the world. Yes, they seek to destroy those people. Our honor. Have they ruined our honor? Do you feel proud to be an American today, ladies and gentlemen? Do you feel that you are in the most honorable country in the world? Do you feel proud of your military men? Do you feel proud of your government? Do you feel proud that you have a Falasha Jew president that has done nothing but lie, steal, cheat, rob, and destroy our country? Does that make you proud? Do you feel honorable? How do you feel about us going over and destroying all the lives all over the Middle East? Destroying innocent lives that had nothing to do with us and had done nothing to us at all. How do you feel about that? The Jew has stole your honor. The Jew has stole your health. The Jew has stolen all these things. They've stolen our children's lives. They've stolen our lives. Many people commit suicide. Many people turn to alcohol. Yes, many people would have been married if they hadn't turned our women against us. And vice versa. Yes, they've stolen us of our, they've stolen our lives. They've stolen our potential. They've stolen our health. They've stolen our honor. They've stolen our blessings. They've stolen our identity, mostly important. They've stolen everything. They've stolen our gold. They've stolen our silver. They've stolen our farms. They've stolen our reputation. They've stolen our education. They've stolen our minds. They've stolen our spirituality. They've stolen our religion. They've stolen everything from us. They've taught us to disobey Yahweh in every way possible. Therefore, they've stolen our blessings. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they have stolen. Now, I have to put the blame on us too. But in reality, if these people were never here, this would have never happened. They are a cancer. They are an enemy. They are Yahweh's enemy. They are your enemy. They were Hitler's enemy. They have always been the enemy, always will, until the day that Yahweh takes them off of this earth and gets rid of them and their father and the sub-races which have followed them. Yes, there's many quotes by the Jew talking about, if we hadn't interfered in your lives, what great promise that you would have had. You know, and this is the truth, because they have stolen it. They've stolen the press. They've stolen our businesses. Ladies and gentlemen, do you not see the parallel of World War II Germany? They stole the businesses from the German people. They stole their property. They stole their government. They stole their women. They stole their nation. They brought homosexuality into Germany. Lewd magazines. They brought homosexuality into the theaters. Burlesque, etc. Filthy, filthy things into the nation. And destroyed the morals of the nation, and destroyed the work ethic of the nation, and destroyed all the goodness that they could possibly destroy. What had happened in World War I and World War II Germany, their paper money went through the roof in the first, earlier than World War II, in the Weimar Republic. This is where we're headed, ladies and gentlemen. The German people were eating out of garbage pails. You could not talk against the Jews. They brought in Negroes to mix with the people. This is why the Jew does not want you to know. They've stolen your history as well. They don't want you to know what your history was, because if you could take a look right back into World War II Germany, you'd be taking a look at what's going on today in your country. You say, I'm not interested in history. I'm interested in Negroes running up and down the field that hate me, want to kill me. I'm interested in giving to money to Africa to feed the children of Africa so they can grow up and come into my country and kill me and my children. That's what I want to do. I'm not interested in history. And you wonder why you're in the condition you are in. Sheep, you are eating in the fields and your heads are down. You have no idea that the enemy has surrounded you. You have no idea that the enemy is amongst you. You have no idea that you are in any danger whatsoever. Your brain is like jello. In fact, jello probably has more brains than your brains. If that makes sense. You know, it's unbelievable what is going on that you're watching right before your eyes. It's hard for me to conceive that my race is this poisoned. When I speak about words, the Jews use words against us. So racist, for instance, is a word that they use against us. They made up the word for this very purpose. Now, when you hear racist, do you wince? Do you jerk backwards? Do you turn your head? Maybe you just need to hear the word a little more. Racist, racist, race, race, racist, white people, racist, white people. You don't like the word white, do you? There's another key word that they've used against you. You know, there used to be a saying that white is right. And even though that's a saying that used to be, it's still true today. But you people, you think white is bad, don't you? You think caring for your own people is not a good thing. Some of you have a guilty conscience that the Jew placed in your inside of you with his media. This was a planned thing. This just didn't happen by chance. You feel guilty? I've never felt guilty about being white. I'm very, very, very pleased to be white. I've never felt guilty about it. I never will. You must have something wrong with you if you feel guilty about being white. You obviously don't understand the scheme of things, do you? You know, color is used in nature by Yahweh to give warnings. You understand that? Warnings of danger. Some insects know just by color to stay away from something. The Jew told you, don't look at color. And really, there's no such thing. We're all the same. We all bleed red. But our blood is not the same, ladies and gentlemen. You've been lied to. And color does matter. Yes, the darker it gets, it seems the worse it gets. It works that way in nature as well. Don't you notice that the people in heaven wear white and that the Satanists wear black? Oh yes, color matters a lot. Oh yes, it does. Just like race matters a lot. Maybe for you to get over this programming, you need to make a tape of these words and repeat them over and over and over and over and listen to them until they don't mean as much to you anymore, until they no longer, until your conscience has finally cleared itself of them and calloused itself on them. You see, the reason why you don't get angry at or sick or upset about watching killings on movies is because you've seen so many of them. You've become accustomed to them. You have seen so many that it doesn't mean anything anymore. Well, it's the same with the Jews' words that they like to use against us. You see, I don't care if they call me a racist. I'm proud of who I am. I'm happy about who I am. I do not feel any remorse about who I am. And I'm not about to start now. So if you call me a racist, if you called me a white man or whatever you wanted to call me, I don't care. Because I've put that programming away. I already told you about anti-Semite that it means anti-white. So if you call me anti-white, why would I get upset about that? I'm not anti-white. I'm pro-white. I'm pro my race. I care about my race. I love my race. I love our women. We have the most gorgeous women in the world, our race does. Our race is the kindest race in the world. Our race has given more to all the families of the earth, and the other families of the earth have given very little to us but stress and poison back. We have not been returned with good for good. We have been returned with evil for good. This will come and get you, other families of the earth. I guarantee that. I guarantee that. Because it goes against Yahweh's principles. We have been a blessing to all nations. That's one of the ways you can know who the true Israel of the Bible is. Who has given more to all the families of the earth than the Anglo-Saxon people? Answer that. Has the Jew given anything to any family of the world except themselves? No. Have the blacks even given to the blacks at all? No. Have they given to us whites? No. Have they given to anybody but themselves? Not even themselves. No. Because you know what? Here's what you can tell about blacks, in case you never noticed this. All you got to do is listen to their songs, and you will have an understanding of what their mindset is all about. Do you know what the blacks think about? I, me, minds. They say minds. So they think about themselves. That's all they talk about in their music. I'm this, I. That tells you a lot about who they are. That tells you a lot about their mindset. They're not concerned with anybody else but themselves, and they'll kill each other as well because it's all about me. Me, 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 me. You don't see them given to black children in Africa, do you? I'm sure there might be an example somewhere. You don't think Mr. Farrakhan has given any money over to the blacks in Africa to help them to grow up to come kill Whitey? Do you? So who has been a blessing to all nations of the earth? Who? Who are the seafaring people? Are the blacks a seafaring people? Oh, sure they are. You see them as they're coming over on those flotillas or whatever they are, the floats there, and as they tip over, they drown. They're not a seafaring people. And as far as the Jew being a seafaring people, they whatever boats they have stolen through usury, and they brought the slaves back and forth, that's about the how far them going is being a seafaring people. So the seed of Abraham was going to be a seafaring people, was going to be a blessing to all nations, was going to prosper and create all these nations. Who has done this but the white man? When you drive down the road in your vehicle and you see the stones that have been separated to make that road, who did that? When you see train tracks going all over America, all over the world, who did that? When you see vehicles that you're driving in, who created that? When you see planes flying across the sky, who created those things? Who created the gun? Who created all the things that are that help and bless the families of this earth? Who? The Anglo-Saxon people, that's who, because that's who Israel is. That's who Israel, the tribes of Israel, have always been, the Anglo-Saxon people, whether we have forgotten it or not, and the Bible tells us that we would forget who we were. See, we were known as the lost sheep of the house of Israel, the lost sheep. But now we have been found, and we know who we are. And if I tell you, dear white man, dear Aryan, dear person who's a nationalist, if I tell you that you are the seed of Abraham and that you are an Israelite, instead of being excited about that, you get upset about that and call me a Jew lover. Because you have no understanding. You have an understanding that the Jew is our enemy, and that is true. The Jew is our enemy. The Jew has always been our enemy and always will be our enemy until Yahweh takes them off this earth. But what you have to come to understand is I told you that the Bible is not a Jewish book and that Moses is not a Jew. Adam was not a Jew, Eve was not a Jew, Isaiah was not a Jew, Jesus was not a Jew, the Apostle Paul was not a Jew, Peter was not a Jew, and so on, and so on, and so on. The sooner that you get going with Yahweh, and stop this nonsense of calling Yahweh a Jew God from a Jew book. The sooner you people on that angle that know who the Jew is get together with us, the sooner the better. The sooner the better. All you're allowing the Jew to do is keep us separated because you don't want to believe in the Bible. You don't want to find out who is this Israel. You should be happy to know that you are the tribes of Israel. You should be elated to know that you are the tribes of Israel. You should be proud to know that you are the tribes of Israel, that you are the family that the living God Yahweh has decided to work with, who has decided to bless, who has decided to prosper, who has decided to breathe his living air into. His breath was breathed into Adam and Eve, our race. Our race was put here to tend the garden because there is no race capable of tending the garden on this planet. The Jew cannot tend the garden. Why? Because he's cursed from farming. The Negro cannot tend the garden. Why? Because many of them are cursed from gardening and they're lazy and they just don't have the work ethic. I get a big kick out of people telling me that blacks would be great slaves. Oh, yeah, and that they were slaves in America. I wouldn't give you $5 for a black slave today. They would eat more than the work that they would produce. They would cause me more headaches than I could ever have imagined of having. I'd rather do the work myself. I laugh at the prospect of the black man being a slave. I laugh at the prospect of the Jew being a persecuted people. And if they were slaves, they would even be worse than the black man. I wouldn't give you $5 for either one of them. You say that's cruel. No, that's just how it is, ladies and gentlemen. Now, what other family's going to tend the garden? How about the Indian people? They're defecating all over their nations, all over the place, in the water. They're poisoning their water, all over the land. They haven't got enough common sense to realize that defecation is filth. Excrement is filth. And it will cause disease. And it will, they're not able or fit to tend the garden, ladies and gentlemen. How about the Chinese? Are they able to tend the garden? No, they're not able to tend the garden. No, they've poisoned their own waterways. They haven't got the common sense enough to tend a garden at all. And I'm not talking about the Japanese. The Chinese have lead in children's products. They don't even have any idea what they're doing. They can't make products that are even good for the world, never mind tend a garden. Answer me. What family can tend the garden of the world? The Anglo-Saxon race, that's who. That's what family can tend the garden. And that's what family that Yahweh had put on this planet to tend the garden. For your sake, other families of the world, yes. And instead of blessing us back, you've cursed us. We bless you, you curse us back. We give and give and give and give to you, and what do? You kill us, rape us, try to denigrate us, and you follow our enemy and our God's enemy. You may feel that you're getting away with all this now, but there comes a time, and there is a coming time very shortly, when you get what's known as the big payback. No, 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 don't think because Yahweh didn't give you the law that you're not breaking laws. It's true that Yahweh only gave Israel the law. Notice how the white people, if they're left to themselves, the crime rate goes way, way, way down. Notice how when the darker races end up with in our communities, that the crime rate goes up. These are just telltale signs. Use your common sense. You know, the white people, when you talk about gun crime, the white people have almost no gun crime. These are the telltale signs. These are the telltale signs. Either you see them or you pretend you don't. Now, when you talk about white crime, you have to realize that they've been putting Mexicans and mestizos into the white crime category in order to buffer it up a little bit. But those are not Caucasian people. Those are not tribes of Israel. They are not the Israel of the Bible. And they never will be and never can be. White nationalist, I challenge you. I challenge you to find out if the Bible is truly a Jewish book. I guarantee that it is not. I guarantee that you will not win without Yahweh. I guarantee that you will not be able to overcome without Yahweh. I promise you that. So if you think you're going to go on and worship your false gods, like Odin and all these other gods, you will fall. I suggest that you call out to the ever-living God and ask him to show you who he is and who you are. Because you're more than halfway there by knowing that you have an enemy. Many of our people don't even know that we have the Jew enemy. You people do know that we have a Jew enemy. You understand that. That's more than 50% of the understanding of this battle, of what's going on in this world today, and what has been going on for thousands of years. You've just got a little way to go. Don't stop now. Don't let this division hold us apart. But seek the truth, and we can all join together. And safety in numbers is everything. That's what our purpose here is. At EFR is to bring the tribes together. And I really see it happening, and I hope to see it happen at a quicker rate. You've been listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James. Until next time, study to show thyself approved.
Tune in tomorrow. Same cat time, same cat channel.
To the Batmobile. This could be the break we've been looking for.
Oh, Catwoman. Catwoman, will you never learn?
So, you didn't tell the truth.
You ever hear of a crook who did?
You filthy criminals.
It doesn't pay to court disaster, Robin.
She's playing right into our hands. I planned it all this way.
You're listening to the Euro Folk Radio Network here at EuroFolkRadio.com.